Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh and Casper Mattresses.
Two sponsors, we love it.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Chip Dangercock Mason.
Couple of bad boys.
Bad boys!
Bad boys! We watched the trailer for Bad Boys for Life.
I'm excited to talk about
me
it.
Me too.
I mean,
it doesn't look good, does it?
No, it's neither here nor there. But what is both here and now and here?
I'm ready.
We both guested on a podcast. Record-breaking podcast, probably.
Probably the biggest podcast of all time. I know for a fact that it isn't, but it was quite long.
Maybe the most amount of skits in the show.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I think a lot of... I've heard of, like, oh my God, they did a podcast for 24 hours. They did a podcast for 36 hours. But you know what that is. It's just people on a couch going...
Just talking. Yeah. Just rambling.
Nothing. It's nothing.
Yeah.
We were part of a podcast that was everything.
Yes. So 200.
Our buddies over at Two in the Think Tank, Andy and Al... for their 100th episode 2 years ago, they created 100 sketches. They invented 100 sketches, as is the premise of the show.
Yes.
Normally it'd be 5 sketches an episode, but they were like, we're going to do 100 sketches.
However long it takes.
And it took some time.
10 hours, 11 hours?
Something like that. And this time around, for their 200th episode, they were like...
50 sketches.
50 sketches, dial it back. But they instead did 200 sketches.
Yes.
It'll be available as a podcast at some point, but currently it's on the Stupid Old Studios YouTube page.
That's right.
In two parts.
Yep.
20 odd hours.
You're near the end of the first part.
And the start of the second part. And you're right at the end. You're the last guest.
Yeah, I'm the last guest.
Yeah,
please. It's worth listening to the whole thing. If you want to watch men weaving out in and out of insanity with a bunch of terrific guests.
Jess Perkins from Do Go On is in there.
Exactly.
Nellie White was on there. Sans Pants people.
Sans Pants
Angus
folks.
Gordon, Jack Druce, all good friends of mine and great comedians.
Too many great comedians.
Mm-hmm.
And us.
We were also there.
Yeah, so yes. Please check it out.
Yeah.
Also, our charity campaign donates below. I can't bang on about every week, can I?
I mean, we could.
I don't want to.
Who's going to stop us? Podcast police?
They exist.
Could.
I mean, we'd already be in jail for many crimes, Mason.
So true.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Crimes against content.
That's right. Did you know the Hawkeye series has a writer in Jonathan Ingler who was a writer on Mad Men? And that's great, though, but that's not the biggest Jeremy Renner news from this week,
well,
is it?
Well, I was going to... Look, I know where you're going with this, and I brought this up on my phone also. I feel like earlier this week, I'm like, you know what would be a great thing for the podcast is if... One of us, probably me, join the Jeremy Renner app and see what is happening.
Like they do over at HeyFam.
Exactly.
I know Angus is dedicated to it. Yeah.
But it turns out the Jeremy Renner app is no more. It's done.
So the way it works is this isn't just a Jeremy Renner exclusive type app. A lot of celebrities, a lot of influencers use them. Mm. We've got one each, don't we?
Absolutely we do, yes.
But it's basically...
Mine's just photos of what jacket I'm wearing that day.
It's basically...
And you click it or you click like or you get banned. That's how it works.
It's basically... I can't remember the name of the company, but it's basically...
There's no users on it either.
No, of course not. There's It's Instagram or social media, whatever, but it's You pay for it, and it's directly to your phone. You get updates.
You get push notifications from Jeremy Renner.
Which you can also do on Instagram and Facebook and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But also, you can post your own posts, and if you pay a certain amount of money, it goes to the top, which means Jeremy Renner can see it.
He might see it.
All these flaws are inherent in every version of this app, depending on the celebrity.
Oh, I see.
But for some reason,
yes,
they decided to give him the Renner round.
Oh, hello.
Gave him a Ren for his money, mate. I'll tell you that much.
I get it.
And it was just bombarded with trolls.
I like how Ren around could be, I mean, it's obviously run around, but it could also be reach around. You know?
Doesn't matter.
But apparently this app's been around since 2017.
Yeah.
But we didn't know, no one knew.
Exactly.
We gave him the Ren around.
Yeah, that's right. It was one of those situations where the internet just piled upon it. People were being fake Jeremy Renners
on
there.
Apparently step one is if you create a Facebook page, Jeremy Renner, and you add yourself to the Jeremy Renner app and you post something, it just comes up as Jeremy Renner.
Exactly.
So anyone could have been Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
I say could, you can't anymore because it's done.
I'd imagine he made a lot of money from this window. Not that he needs it because he's getting millions of dollars for being in movies, for being second fiddle in movies and whatever he's up to. He's a good actor. He's nominated for Oscars and stuff. But, yeah, he ended up shutting it down and being like, look, I know it's my Renniversary, but it's...
Well, it says here...
hey, all you Ren heads.
In a nice little font which looks a little bit like papyrus but apparently isn't papyrus.
Okay.
It says, goodbye. This app has jumped the shark literally.
No.
I mean, it hasn't in any... Not literally or metaphorically.
You should have said Ren to the Rark. And that would have made more sense.
Or he could have said this app has jumped the shark Rennerally. And then we wouldn't have known. We would have been like, I guess that's correct.
Yeah,
it's not incorrect. Right. We can't say. due to clever individuals that were able to manipulate ways to impersonate me and others within the app, I've asked EscapeX, the company that runs this app, to shut it down immediately. And refund anyone who has purchased any stars of the last 90 days. So apparently,
it's been gone a while.
You purchase stars, and then you can use stars to bump your
to reach the stars.
Reach the stars,
the Hollywood big
wigs. I saw a tweet from someone who intended to purchase $100 worth of stars as a joke, and like take a screenshot, like haha, isn't it as if I would? But then they did it accidentally. But I guess they're getting their money back. So
it's a dollar a star? Is it? Is that the idea?
Look, I don't know.
Yeah, great stuff. Anyway. Yeah. What a great era of social media.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it'd be one of those things where, like, his agent probably set it up and was just like, yeah, it's this thing that some celebrities do and whatever. And it's just, like, passive income. You don't really have to do anything extra.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And he probably never thought about it until he had to think about it.
Well, that's what I wonder too. Like, I guess the impetus for people to post was if your post gets popular, Jeremy Renner sees it.
Yeah.
But does Jeremy Renner actually see it, or does his social media team see it?
I can't imagine he would see it because we're moderately successful to a much lesser degree than Jeremy Renner.
Some would say an infinite degree.
Yes, but I definitely don't see everything, and you probably don't see everything. Like,
I actively,
depending on the time of day, and
I turn on Twitter and then I just scroll without looking. I refuse to see almost everything.
You can open your eyes, Mason.
No, I
won't.
You're
not better than anybody.
I never said I was. I just refuse to look.
Yeah, you're giving them the Ren around.
That's right.
That'll be your undoing.
Yeah, that's right. Too many Ren arounds. Too many Ren arounds in public places. You know.
That's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, is that all the Jeremy Renner news this week?
I think that might be all the Jeremy
Renner. Didn't you sign that message off with an arrow emoji or something?
Let me see.
I hope you did. If he knows what's good for him,
yeah, he would sign. He would, wouldn't he? Yeah. No, he signed it off with JR. I'm assuming the character JR Ewing from Dallas.
Yeah, right, okay.
The soap opera from the 80s.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Who did shot him?
Was it Mr. Burns?
It may have been
or
Mr.
Maggie?
Burns.
It might have been one of those two. Yeah.
Anyway, trailer news. Trailers ahoy, Mason. Bad Boys!
Oh, Bad Boys.
Bad Boys for Life. It's not LYF for some reason, but Martin Lawrence and Will Smith are back. It's been 25 to 28 years, to 27 years, to 23 years since the original.
Is it really a 20-year gap?
Well, 93 or 94 was the first one, I think.
Oh, right,
I've never seen it. Let me double-check that. But what did you think
of... You've certainly seen Bad Boys too, though.
I hate that movie. I feel like I'm still watching it. 95.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's... I don't want this. Because
you know what?
Maybe if I see the first one, I'll be like, oh, I get it now.
Right. Well, I mean, what it does have is that this trailer has what looks like...
A couple of Bad Boys!
I mean, it's got some Bad Boys, but obviously it's got... It's got what are very obvious homages to the original.
Getting out of a car.
Yeah, like all these low angle shots and like, you know, bloody Will Smith standing up and he's got a gun in each hand
and he's
spinning around and, and him rescuing Martin Lawrence from a speeding car or whatever it is. Like it's clearly like what do people remember from this movie? Give him more of that.
The infinite Lamborghinis that Will Smith's character has, but just be careful of them. I don't care. You've got infinite Lamborghinis.
Look, the opening shot
is it a Lamborghini?
It's a Porsche. But the opening shot is just to establish their bona fides as one's a super cool guy and one's a real dumbass. Is the car pulls up and Will Smith comes out real smooth and cool, and then Martin Lawrence opens his door and bangs it on a fire hydrant. First of all, don't park near a fire hydrant.
It's illegal.
It's illegal, and you know him well enough that he's going to do that.
Yeah.
So maybe park anywhere other than that. Park in the 1,000 feet of sidewalk that doesn't have a fire hydrant next
exactly.
to it. Will Smith, whatever your name was in this movie.
Martin?
Yeah, it was Martin. They switched actor and character names. It's very confusing. That's why they didn't do a sequel for years.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. This was going to be Joe Carnahan at one point, but now it's by the guys behind this TV show Snowfall, which I've never seen. And also it looks like they're going to be doing Beverly Hills Cop 4, which was also a pilot of a series where Axel Foley was the cop, but they shot it and they were like, this is bad, we hate this, and they got rid of it. So there you go.
Wait, what do you mean?
They didn't air it.
But wasn't he a cop already?
Did everybody hear that? Something fell onto the roof. It felt like a big rock or a spooky clown.
Oh, that is very spooky.
It is. Ali, relax. It's just a stick or a ghost.
Oh, it was just a clown probably. Hey, Ali, come in here.
Shh. Come here. Come here.
You okay. Do not have the skills to deal with a murderer on the roof.
You're doing a good job. Okay. You know when your dog's barking, you don't yell at your dog because then they think you're like, you're doing a good job.
Yeah,
like
right.
They think you're like doing it together.
Well, you should say you're doing a good job, but yeah. in a hushed tone.
Exactly.
So hang on. But you're saying they did a version of Beverly Hills Cop where Axel Foley was the cop?
No, he was the because he was the cop in the police. Is that what I said?
Yeah, you said he's the cop.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Let me double check that.
He was the chief. There's no way they would make him the chief of police. And if they tried to make him the chief of police, he would put bananas in their tailpipes.
It was a TV movie from 2013. And then
Eddie Murphy was in it?
Yeah, he was.
Wow.
As the chief of police.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it not good apparently.
Didn't, okay, then.
And the guy who played his... Brandon T. Jackson played...
like a young version of him?
Or like, yeah, it's like, he's the new Beverly Hills.
The new protege, okay, yeah, right.
Who might be the guy from, let me double check this.
It's not Shaft again, it's not Young Shaft again.
It's Young Shaft again,
Oh my God, is it really?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I was nearly like, I wonder if it is. No, Tropic Thunder, that's right. Yeah, he's the guy from Tropic Thunder.
Oh, Al Pacino.
Yeah. He's quite funny in that movie. Yeah. So there you go.
Does that movie still hold up? I was just thinking about the movie the other day.
It's a really good question, because I think it never took itself as like, the way it approached blackface...
Yes.
Was from an absurdist point of view.
Right.
But then also Blazing Saddles, you know, people like refer to that like it's a movie couldn't be made today.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. even though it still approached it from an absurdist point
of
view.
Well, yeah, I mean, because the premise, that's the thing. And coming from Australia, a place where people love blackface for some reason.
Why can't my kid just put blackface on and go to footy day for school?
Exactly. His hero's blackface. That's why he's going anyway.
Yeah.
But like...
That happens every year, by the way. It's always in the paper.
Oh my God, every time. Just stop it. And it's always like their sporting hero is a guy who also has like an enormous beard and is covered like neck to toe in tattoos.
You could have other features.
Other features.
Yeah.
They're like, no, he's got a black up for this. Yeah. My kid's got a black.
Anyway. By the way, your hero's going to love this. Your sporting hero is going to absolutely love this.
He's going to love it. But yeah, but the premise in Tropic Thunder is that the character is so... It's the extremes that an actor who is also an idiot would go to in order to
win an Oscar.
You know, and the idea that rather than get an actual black actor to play this role, they're going to get they'd rather get a white guy. And
it's intentionally lunacy.
Yeah,
and there's even
but at the same time, it is also a white man in blackface.
Yeah, exactly. But so and then there's also like the Harvey Weinstein element of it, which I never thought that any of that was. A good joke because people are like, Tom Cruise is so funny in this. Like, Tom Cruise is not a funny actor. Like, he's funny.
Yeah. he's certainly he's fun. The things he does have humorous elements.
Yeah,
and he's very intense.
You can put him in a situation where he's flustered.
Exactly, and it's funny. That's funny, and he's good at telling you about motion smoothing on your television,
and that's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah,
but yeah.
But don't do blackface, Tom
Cruise.
Don't
do it.
Not even you.
Yeah.
Not even you, protected by the gods of Xenu and whatnot. Exactly. You'd get away with it.
What are we talking about?
Bad Boys.
That's some Bad Boys.
Anyway, I don't like it, but I'll see it. Mm. It might be good, as most things are. No, aren't. Speaking of good, though, the Joker. Joker won the Golden Lion at the Venice Film Festival, a prestigious award. It beat out known pedophile. What's his name? The guy who fled to France. This is film.
Oh,
Roman Polanski's film.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, which I know is not necessarily high praise, but that movie got a standing ovation. All I'm saying is awards are meaningless, and we should all wait till we see this movie. But this is a good sign that Joker is good.
I say start arguing now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Decide it's your favorite movie now, or the worst movie ever made, and just have at it in the comments. Any place you can find an article where you can comment, just get in there and just start hammering at people and insulting their intelligence and their parentage. Just get in there, go hard.
Yeah,
you've got so many weeks before this movie comes out. Just get in there.
Exactly.
Start burning bridges and getting banned from places. I say. And it's all worth it in the end.
Exactly. And if it gives us a slight reprieve from the Last Jedi backlash, which I still get comments about. I got one today that was like, but you like the Last Jedi.
Look, if it can take a... If it can
I'm going to make a video on why I like the Last Jedi.
Nice.
Because I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to bundle it all into one... All these comments into one video that I can then mute from my feed.
If it can take the heat off us and the Last Jedi, and if it can take away our sadness from the loss of the Jeremy Renner app... Then I'll just get into it, I say. Yeah.
And I could run away.
Hey, Jeremy Renner.
So, yeah, that's not bad news for Joker. We'll find out in October, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of news,
good segue.
Thank you. Sony Pictures chairman Tony Vinciquerra has said, for the moment, the door is closed on Spider-Man returning to the MCU.
Ooh.
People are like, is this a further negotiation tactic? I think he's going to end up returning at some point.
You think he is?
Yes. Mm. And if it's not for the next movie, it will be down the line.
You're staking your reputation on this.
I don't have a reputation, so yes.
Nice.
I'm a
perfect crime.
I'm a regular standard fucking man.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'll stake that on it.
Incredible. Because if you're wrong, you won't even have that.
No, I won't.
Yeah.
But then, okay. That's fine.
That's also fine. Okay, good. Ah, you're a man with nothing to lose and nothing to gain.
Exactly.
And I respect that.
So there you go. What do you think about that? Sony was going.
I feel like at this point, when anybody makes any public statement about anything at this point, I'm like, well, it's just.
Yeah.
It's tactics.
Exactly.
They're
riling up the internet.
They're riling up the internet, and it's now become not only internal boardroom stuff, it's also now a popularity contest. It's
like, and I've got some external boredom, Mason, from talking about this.
Hello.
Is that all right if I turn that off?
For now.
I'm dying. Yeah, we'll obviously, I switched off the heater, everybody, just so everybody knows.
Maybe we should switch one week, and I'll be directly under the heater.
That's not a bad idea.
You'll be in the draft.
Isn't that hitting you directly, though?
No.
Ah, why don't you close the door then?
Okay, then.
Now the dog's out, we can close the door. Nice. Or she protects us from that stick. My dog has the confidence of a much bigger dog.
Absolutely.
Like me, I feel. I have a confidence
She'd
of a man.
She'd stake her life
who,
on
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I have a confidence of a man who thinks he's not going to get beaten up. But I could very easily be beaten up, Mason.
But thus far, you haven't been beaten up, so that confidence continues to grow.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Trailers ahoy. We're still there. Jojo Rabbit.
Taika Waititi. Yeah, the full trailer for that.
Yeah, so it's basically a world where a boy is it's what Nazi Germany, mm-hmm. World War II.
Yep.
He's joined the Hitler Youth, mm. run by Sam Rockwell in his particular area. Mm. He has an imaginary friend who is Hitler, as played by Taika Waititi. But also, he's got somebody hiding in his house that he thought was the enemy.
Mm. So but maybe we'll be a good friend.
Yeah, in the end of the day, yeah. Mm. This looks really good, and I'm really looking forward to it.
This is the one where Taika Waititi famously did no research on Hitler. He's just like, what a prick, I'm not going to, why would I, I'm just going to be Hitler, and however
should,
I feel like
should
it.
You, you know, should you be playing Hitler? And he's like, well, you know, I'm Jewish, I'm Maori, and fuck that guy, because he would hate that. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, it looks really funny. Mm. And apparently those who have seen it is very touching. Again, we have to wait till everything is out. But judging by this guy's track record, this is more aligns with like, it's less kind of Thor Ragnarok, and what we do in the shadows, the and more Will the People or Boy, which I still haven't seen. But no, this looks really funny, and I'm looking forward to it.
Very good.
Anything else on that one?
Didn't know Scarlett Johansson was in it.
She is in it.
Really expanding her range. Playing
what
a lady this time.
What did you do this week again?
I don't think she did anything controversial this week.
She did do something.
No,
it was the Woody Allen thing.
She said she would definitely work with Woody Allen or something. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, cool. Look, regardless, okay, here we go. I'm going to weigh in on the Woody Allen
situation.
Oh,
here
situation.
We go. Get oh, boy. Ready. Bearing in mind earlier, he called Roman Polanski a pedophile. He stood his ground there.
Because of his known acts of pedophilia.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, regardless of whether he's a nice man or not or whatever, he adopted somebody, and then when that girl came of age, he married her. So
it's a little weird, isn't
that's,
it?
That's you know, I mean,
unusual.
That alone is an odd.
Mm.
I mean, but that being said, you can choose to be friends with whoever you want. So if she wants to stick by him, she's allowed to do that. So there you go.
All right then.
Yeah. Now I mean, it's your turn to weigh in.
I mean, there might be other stuff as well.
Look. Yeah. Well, that's exactly. I'm talking like that's the known. That's right, a known. Like that's a fact. That's
it certainly
a
pub, is.
That's a thing of public record that happened, and that in itself is a monstrous act.
It's
is
certainly
what I'm
unusual,
saying.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Open the Tomb, Mason. Again.
What?
Yes.
What?
Ben Wheatley is directing Tomb Raider 2. He directed High Rise. It's about society, but it's in a building. It's Vertical Snowpiercer.
Loki's in it.
Yes. Mm. Free Fire, which was that shootout in a warehouse movie. Brie Larson was in it.
Didn't see it.
A Field in England.
He directed A Field in England.
Yes, he did.
He's a landscape gardener also.
I believe so.
Good on him.
Sightseer's Kill List. I haven't seen any of his movies.
Neither have I.
From what people have said, that a lot of these are very good. And he'd be good for an action type movie. Yeah.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Sounds good. Mm. We should check out Free Fire maybe this week.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We'll have to watch some Rambo things this week.
We sure do,
well.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have to. We've built a cross for our own back. We're going to watch some Rambo stuff.
Rambo movies. I mean, yeah, because we're probably going to do one of the Rambo movies. Let's not bloody say which one, Mason, for Caravan of Garbage. But I also
the worst one, almost certainly the worst one.
But I feel like I have to watch all of them just to kind of get the
really?
Context. Yeah, because I haven't seen the first three.
Okay,
so that's me. That's my
life. That's you done for the week. Yeah,
you're done for the week. Yeah,
the sacrifices you make for this podcast.
It's too much. Some say I give too much.
Who said that?
Oh, everyone.
Name one person specifically.
I'd have to open my Twitter feed. The internet's not working at the moment. But like the latest comment would be, James,
you do too much for the podcast.
No, you give too much. Okay, not just right. of a podcast, of yourself.
Okay. Yep.
It's just, you know, you take so little. Like that might, some people say that.
Right.
Like that's an additional comment that often people
I mean, I've
make.
Got a lot of bars on my phone. I could definitely go onto Twitter and look.
So you wouldn't get all of my notifications because a lot of them obviously private messages because people don't want, you know, they know I'm embarrassed by the good deeds that I do and live my life by. So they I'm like that. So they might send them to me privately.
I mean, I have the Mr. Sunday Movies app where people are leaving. They're not really leaving any comments of that.
Is that so?
Yeah.
The Ren thing might have had, they might have done some filters through the to kind of make some tweaks. You might want to check back later in the week when I'm not here just to make sure that's, just to confirm all these things.
I mean,
I'm
there
saying.
Are a lot of comments that are like, give me my money back, Mr. Sunday Movies.
Why do you like The Last Jedi?
Yeah, exactly. So just those two alternating back and forth.
Tomb Raider. I liked The Last Tomb Raider. I didn't like how it ended with two guns.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But I hope the next one is more like the game version, the current game version.
The old game version.
Yeah, than the...
Just pixelated, just big conical boobs.
Yeah, that's right. The Angelina Jolie version, which I do not...
Do you hope that the next version will have some sort of scene where she just jumps in and out of a pool 100 times because she heard that if she does that, all her clothes will come off?
Was that one of those?
I think that was one of those internet rumors in the original at the very early stages of the internet. Like, oh my God, there's
a
nude code.
It was the '90s. There were better ways to see nude women.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the woods and you find a weird old porno out there. That's what everybody.
That was it.
That's what everybody did.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. I liked Tomb Raider a lot. Not a lot. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty solid, and all the performances were good.
It might be my favorite video game movie.
Yeah.
But apparently Angry Birds 2 is really funny.
Yep, that's what they
genuinely,
say.
Genuinely, yeah.
It's the top rated one.
Yeah, so there you go.
Here's the thing. I did like the Tomb Raider movie, but I'm sort of hard-pressed to remember anything in particular that happened in it. I know there was a casket and it had a virus in it or something, and there's a scene on some boats. Maybe a chase through some boats.
And the boats, you had to jump from the boat, remember? To a different boat or the water?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's a good movie maybe. I might be confusing it with a cutscene from the
video one game. Of the video games, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, her dad came back.
Yeah.
And then he died. Next bit of news. Hayley Atwell has joined?
She's joined.
Mission Impossible 7.
That's exciting, right?
I agree. Mm-hmm. She should be doing more things like this, and I'm glad she is, yeah.
I mean, she's going to have to... Maybe they're going to have to CGI off her mustache that she's got for What If.
Oh, my goodness.
Marvel's What If. She grew it for the motion capture.
That's brutal.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that's obviously going to add to the
cost of it, yeah.
Yeah. Marvel aren't considering, like, they won't bend on that in any
they
way?
They absolutely will not bend
on it.
There you go.
No precedent.
They've got all
that.
The power.
Yeah.
What they've done, they've leaked a few images. Mm. They've done their public PR shaming. They've leaked some images of Hayley Atwell with the mustache. She looks incredible.
Yeah.
And you know if you shave it off, it doesn't grow back the same way.
Not in the speed or rate that you'd want it to.
No, exactly. So
I get tweets about that all the time, Mason. You just open up my social media feed.
I'm currently doing it right.
No, a lot of them private messages. But I wonder whether Hayley Atwell will be a romantic lead for Tom Cruise, or will it continue the trend of Tom Cruise no longer kisses a woman on screen? The last movie he did that in was maybe... The one with Cameron Diaz, which I sent you a...
Night and Day,
which I sent you a picture of this week. Uh-huh.
You mean in a romantic sense, because he did kiss the mummy to death, as we know.
I mean, for Tom Cruise, that's romantic.
It's pretty romantic, right?
But yeah, I wonder whether that's the case. Yeah, what do you think?
Because
she's not like 22. It'd be more age appropriate.
I guess
it's not uncommon for a 55-year-old man
to date he still has a wife.
Movies.
Doesn't he?
No, they split up because she's
at the end of six.
She's with Wesley Bentley's.
Oh, that's right, Wesley Bentley's.
Yeah,
you're right. Okay, so maybe it is
because he loved her too much.
Okay, but she's not going to be just a regular. She's going to be like a MI6 agent or something, right? Sure,
I assume so.
There's no way you bring Hayley Atwell in and just be like.
I don't think she's going to go rogue unless she's like, I used to date Henry Cavill. He went rogue, and I'm also going rogue. Tom Cruise, you're also rogue in this one.
Going rogue is the kissing disease, and I kissed Henry Cavill and now I'm going to go rogue.
Do you think it could be that?
Watch
though?
Out, Tom Cruise, because if I kiss you, you're going to go rogue.
Aye.
And he's like, not going to be a problem.
Also, I've already gone rogue.
One in six people have gone rogue. You know what I mean?
That's right.
It's not even an issue these days.
Oh, man. Anyway, these are consistently pretty good films.
Absolutely. And is it Macquarie again? Or
I
is
believe
it
is,
okay,
yeah. So I was like, switch up the directors because I didn't love five, but six I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
So whatever, keep him. Mm-hmm. Good. Also, it's not our call.
It really isn't, no.
In the least.
No.
Brad Pitt had some news.
But if you know what, if we get enough stars on the Tom Cruise app,
yeah,
then maybe Tom Cruise will see our comment where we say, maybe change directors, Tom Cruise.
Mm.
And then...
Kiss maybe, a woman.
Then he'll absolutely.
By the way, the theory behind the case people don't know is that I think Tom Cruise isn't considered like people would think it's weird for him. Like people see him as like a bit of an oddball. Like Katie Holmes marriage jumping.
I'm
on
sorry,
the
what? Tom
yes,
Cruise
yes.
An oddball?
Like he used to be in a heartthrob where like you want him kissing Renee Zellweger and begging for her back, but now it's like he's done too many odd things for people to kind of buy that. That's my theory behind that. I might be wrong. Prove me wrong, Tom Cruise. I would love that.
By how? How would he prove it?
By doing it in a movie.
Oh, and everybody's like, and the reviews
but,
are just
but
like.
But people like hot, steamy stuff. Like people have to, he has to do it and people are like, it's hot and steamy.
They have to be like, well, but people have to come out of the cinema like.
Just sweating bullets, mate.
Yeah, that was hot, steamy stuff.
Brad Pitt has mentioned that Tarantino is considering Once Upon a Time in Hollywood series. I don't know whether he's referring to they shot
extended
a lot of...
extended cuts?
Yeah, like they're doing with Hateful Eight. Mm. I'm sure there's a lot of extra footage of them driving around Hollywood.
Oh, my God, there's going to be so much. It'll be in real time. That's all it'll be.
What, wasn't in real time?
It'll be... Oh, you got him. You bloody got him. But it'll be even more real time.
Yeah.
It'll be... Sometimes the car won't start first time. And we're gonna see him do that.
Sometimes he'll park it, but he didn't park it quite right. So you're going to back it up and do it again.
Yeah.
Exciting. Do you know I'm good at reverse parallel parking?
Good for you.
I'm excellent at it. I'm better at that than going in forwards.
So you're good at the old runaround?
You know I am, Mason.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, though, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the series, whether it be... I would prefer Further Adventures of.
Me too, yeah.
But no, that's it. What about
you? See, well, I'm not super interested in an extended Hateful Eight cut. Ultimately,
I'm a little
either.
Bit. I'm a little bit.
But I would, again, unless there's some great scenes of like, you know, Brad Pitt or DiCaprio go to a diner and they have a fun, in-depth conversation about the movie industry in the 70s or whatever.
What else? Yeah, what do you need from
What else are you going to?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Like, but if it's honestly just them
driving back and forth,
what's the point? Give us more adventures, yeah.
Yeah. I do also wonder, this third thought occurred to me earlier this week, that Quentin Tarantino has got one more film in him. He said he was going to do 10 or whatever. I think he's up that this was his 9th. Or it's not. I don't know.
8th?
Yeah, whatever it is.
I don't know what it
Maybe
is.
I think he's got
There's
one left.
No way of knowing.
Whatever it is, I think he's got one left. Maybe it's 2. But then a way around that, he could go, yeah, I'm doing TV now. It's a new medium. And,
that's true.
But then also, he loves the cinema. So I wonder whether he would end up doing that. It's a real Sophie's choice.
Yeah, right. But, you know, I think all you'd have to do is put in his ear. But also, there was a lot of TV elements to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. You know,
that's true.
Bounty lore and you know, a lot of references to... And there's always been tons of TV references in his movie. So maybe this is... Maybe in addition to being a love letter to Hollywood, this was also a springboard to be like, how good was TV?
That's true.
TV.
But I would also, I don't want this to be like full episodes of Bounty Law that he's going to film. Like, because that I feel like is, like his fake universes, I don't feel are as interesting as his real universes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, right,
like,
absolutely.
I like the snippets of it that, what if DiCaprio was in the FBI or whatever, but I don't necessarily want a full...
No,
but
also,
which I don't think it's going to be anyway.
No, but I absolutely feel like that's something he would do.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Or it'd be the framing story is DiCaprio and Pitt before and after filming of the episode, like going to work, leaving work or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And then the middle third is the entire episode.
But then there's less Pitt in that than you may want because he's a stuntman in it.
That's true. Yeah.
Mm, what a world. Anyway... Yeah. DC News, hot and fast. Here we go.
Here we go.
Peter Capaldi is apparently in the Suicide Squad reboot/reimagining/. It's the same cast for the most part.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Don't know who he's playing, but I like him.
Any ideas? Any?
So I saw some names of
hit predictions
things, and I went, yeah, that makes sense. He would be a good that guy, but
absolutely.
I can't remember who it is.
He would be a good that guy.
Just imagine an old grizzled supervillain type, like a Dr. Savannah, except not him, because
sure, okay,
a Lionel Luthor.
Could be a Lionel Luther, okay.
The Vulture.
He could be the Vulture.
He would be a good The Vulture.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In a different scenario.
Yeah.
So there you go. Oh,
well, this is what people tune in for, I think. Casting decisions where we go, who could this guy be? I don't know, an old guy?
Yeah, just an Maybe. Old guy. Name an old guy.
He could be, I mean, it depends on how much CGI they want to do of him. He could be...
Captain Crunch.
He could be Captain Crunch, the cereal.
Yeah.
Come to life and put in the Suicide Squad for all his crimes. Yeah. His health star rating's too low, so they put him in the Suicide Squad.
Good choice. Yeah.
He could be like Mr. Bones or something like that. Like, okay. He's got a, you know, he's see-through, you can see his bones, and he's got a cyanide touch. Oh, yeah. Why not?
What about Zazz? Too old for Zazz?
Too old for Mr. Zazz, okay. I think. Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, maybe if they're making it more realistic, you'd need more time to do more murders, so he would be very old.
That's a good point.
Thanks. got a rumor here.
All right. Also, that's another, like, stop putting non-powered people in the Suicide Squad.
Fair point.
You know, they shouldn't be less skilled than the soldiers that are escorting them to their missions.
That's a fair point.
It really is.
Yeah. Well, this is a rumor from Daniel Richmond concerning the Batman.
He the breaks richest a lot of man
scoops.
In Hollywood.
That's true. He breaks a lot of scoops on Twitter and such. Apparently, this is for the new Batman movie starring Robert Battenbat,
thank you.
As we've nicknamed him. Batman's going to go deep into the underworld and investigate a murder, a very strange murder, apparently.
Does that mean?
Hugo Strange?
But I was also going to say Matches Malone.
Oh, I would love Matches
Malone. I don't think we've never seen a live-action version of Matches Malone,
surely.
I don't
think they could introduce Robert Battenbat and then be like, and Matches Malone. Is that too much to put on one actor?
No. I think he would relish the challenge, probably.
Yeah. Capaldi would be a good Jim Gordon if they didn't already do that.
But isn't J.K. Simmons is out, surely.
He'd be a good Freeze.
Could be a good, yeah, okay.
Great Freeze.
I would love to see a Mr. Freeze on the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, but anyway, it's going to investigate a number of villains, including the Penguin, Riddler, Mad Hatter, Catwoman, Firefly, and Two-Face. It basically sounds like the Arkham.
Yeah, the Arkham, the game series, yeah. So, how about this, Peter Capaldi, Count Chocula.
I love it, Mason. Mm-hmm, he's in there for all his crimes, all his vampire-related murders.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it, Mason.
Yeah,
Do you think we're going to get Detective Vision where Batman's looking at everybody's bones and being like, I see your bones, I know what you're up to?
No, I think I'd rather him do regular detecting.
I want, like the video game, you can switch, you have the option, it's glasses you can wear in the cinema, so you switch on the bones mode and you can just watch the whole thing in bones mode.
Bones mode, okay.
Yeah.
Does the device you're using, did your phone make the bones mode?
It's not up to me.
Film?
I'm not inventing the technology, okay. Mason. Right. I'm saying this is the thing that I want and somebody should
fix Peter Capaldi, Toucan Sam from the Fruit Loops box.
He's in there for all these murders.
He's got the nose, you know?
That's rude, Mason. It's rude to judge a man's nose.
It's true. Only because it's multicoloured or whatever Toucan Sam's nose is.
He's got a big, ridiculous nose. Mm-hmm. We all know that.
That's funny.
There was also a trailer that was leaked. It's actually playing in front of It for Birds of Prey.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to do a trailer breakdown, but I'm going to wait until they release it officially. But it's pretty... There's not a hell of a lot in it. You get flashes of Ewan McGregor. They're like... You think it's the start of the movie, It, but it's Harley Quinn being like, too many clowns, bitch. That's what she's saying about clowns. She doesn't like him.
Doesn't like
him. And then there's like you see Huntress and flashes of color and light and electricity and activity.
Acting.
Yes.
Sets and costumes.
You okay in this scenario to put some non-powered people in the Birds of Prey?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's
Huntress,
generally what it
is. As an example, yes.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. No complaints here.
Peter Capaldi, Tony the Tiger.
I love it.
From Frosties or whatever they are.
He's in jail because it's pretty much like the movie Con Air. That's how he got in jail. Like, he was with his wife and he was defending her and he killed three men. But because he's a lethally trained tiger, he has to go to jail.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
Because they're like, you're basically a weapon. You're a living weapon,
sure.
Tony the Tiger.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, your cereal has too much sugar in it.
This is the last straw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. And one more bit of news. Fandom Wire has said that the New Mutants, I think we even said this a few weeks back.
We did, I think, yeah.
It's going to remove, the rumor is, any connection to Mutants or the X-Men for its official release.
Incredible. So what are they going to call it now?
New people in a school. It's
nude people in a school.
Yes.
That'll get some viewers.
I wouldn't see that movie.
No. You get put on a list. They put you in the Suicide Squad.
They definitely would. What are you here for? I watched that movie. Nude people at a school. But so what do you think of that? And are you surprised?
No, not really.
Maybe we said it in jest. I don't know.
That is, I mean, we did, but that's a bold move to
be like,
makes sense. We're not even going to say they're mutants anymore.
Yeah, look, we're not even going to reshoot it. We're just going to cut down what we've got.
Yeah.
So
does that mean, if, I mean, this is true, there has to be a rename in the works then.
Yeah, definitely.
Gifted schools.
Yeah, it's probably something like that.
Yeah. Gifted pupils or something.
Yeah. I don't know.
Nude school.
I wouldn't see that one, though.
No,
if it came to streaming, I'd probably be more comfortable watching it,
I guess. Sure, yeah.
I don't want the public backlash for
but
that.
But then you'd Google how to delete watch history before you watch it.
That's true, yes. Yeah. So there you go. I love ads. I love two ads in a row.
You know the only thing better than two ads in a row? Nothing. There's nothing better than two ads in a row.
What a high point for the show. And Mason, what a high point for HelloFresh, because they make cooking delicious meals at home a reality regardless of your comfort in the kitchen. I myself, I'm a man of many talents. Mm-hmm. My comfort in the kitchen is next level. I could practically fall asleep while cooking a delicious risotto.
With your hand in a pot of boiling water. Whereas I'm the opposite. I'm, you know, in like an infomercial, there'll be like a black and white footage of a man and he's trying to cut onions and then he's sweating and his hands fall off. You know, that guy, that's me. But I think either of us can get on board with HelloFresh.
Absolutely, because they have step-by-step recipes to pre-measured ingredients. So you have everything you need to get a wow-worthy dinner on the table in just under 30 minutes. And there's something for everybody. Family recipes to calorie smart and vegetarian. The fun menu series like Hall of Fame. And also, I know a favourite of yours, Mason, Kraft Burgers.
Hello.
You can also easily change your delivery days, food preferences, and skip a week whenever you need. Mason.
Well, I would never skip Kraft Burger Week, though.
No, of course you wouldn't. What are you talking about? What is anybody talking about?
I'd sign up twice for Kraft Burger
Week.
That's
right.
I tell you.
Double down. One of my favorites, I think I mentioned this last time, was beef tenderloin in mushroom sauce served with a truffle risotto.
Risotto's quite
it's a tricky meal to cook, risotto, but I tell you what, with step-by-step instructions, and like I said, the way that they portion things out, it's the exact amount that you need for the amount of people that you have it for, whether that be 1 or 15.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, you could.
You're doing a lot of risotto parties, are you?
You know I am, Mason.
And exactly, and the thing about risotto
is... I'm in the burbs
is,
now,
if
you
don't,
you do.
If you don't get the proportions right, it is just hot, wet rice.
Exactly.
And if you get it right, as you were with HelloFresh, yum, yum, yum.
I did, exactly. We also have a special offer. $80 off, in fact, your first month of HelloFresh if you go to HelloFresh.com/WeeklyPlanet80, as in 80, and enter WeeklyPlanet80, 80. That's all one word. So that's $80 off your first month, which is crazy.
Holy heck.
That's like receiving 8 meals for free.
Oh, 8 Kraft Burgers.
8 free Kraft Burger meals.
Oh, my God. Or whatever else you want with your rice or something. I don't know. It's probably nice.
That's right. Go to HelloFresh.com/WeeklyPlanet80 and enter WeeklyPlanet80. That's linked below. Please check them out. And while you're down there, buddy, check out bloody Casper Mattresses, because that's our second buddy sponsor, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
Casper products they do mattresses, among other sleeping assorted accoutrements, would you say? Is that the appropriate word?
I mean, you've certainly used all real words.
Yeah, that's
together in a correct sense, I don't know. But they do a lot of those things.
Exactly. Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing support and comfort for all kinds of bodies. You spend one third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. The experts at Casper work tirelessly to make a quality sleep surface that cradles your natural geometry in all the right places. As I'm sure
but,
you're well aware.
Legs. Yes.
I thought you were saying butt and then something, but
no,
you're saying human butt.
My natural geometry, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do you love being cradled by a Casper mattress, Mason?
Yes.
I knew it. I knew it all along.
I wish I was there right now. Why are we doing this podcast? Wish I was asleep.
The original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface for the right amount of sink and bounce. The breathable design helps you sleep cool and regulate your body temperature throughout the night. And with over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars, oh my goodness! Across Casper, Amazon and Google, Casper is fast becoming the internet's favorite mattress.
That is some great stuff. That is important because this bloody right now, which seasons are changing.
You know it.
You want to regulate that temperature. There's nothing worse than going to bed and being like, oh, sweating up a storm here.
But not you, Mason.
That's right.
Not on your Casper mattress.
Mm-hmm.
We, of course, have a special offer. $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/theweeklyplanet and use the offer code, all one word, theweeklyplanet. Terms and conditions do apply. That's $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/theweeklyplanet and use the offer code, theweeklyplanet, all one word. Terms and conditions do apply. On with the show?
On with the show.
I wish. We should, actually.
Okay, cool.
Ready for It Chapter 2?
Yeah.
Wow. It's got a pretty big opening, but not as big as the last one. It is the second highest R-rated film opening of all time.
After
It Chapter 1.
Okay,
90
perfect.
Million US opening, ooh, which is 33 million less. The last It film was a phenomenon. I do wonder whether that's related to maybe the reviews weren't as positive, maybe word of mouth isn't necessarily as positive.
For this one.
It's, you know, people seem to like it-ish, but it's not it's not regarded as well, I think, as the first one in general.
Why is that, I wonder?
I don't know. Ben, who, you know, does a lot of editing for us.
Yes.
Particularly Caravan of Garbage.
Thanks, Ben.
He loved it. He thought it was terrific.
There you go.
But that's not everybody's...
What did we think of it?
Well, before that, Mason, what did we think the story was?
Oh, no. You've brought yourself into it. You have to do this. And we have to do this as a team, yeah. Okay. Modern day. Oh, what if we did the entire thing in unison? If we did the entire thing in unison, we'd have to quit the podcast.
Well, definitely.
Just
yeah.
leave, I think.
We've synced up, but yeah. You can't have that.
That's right. How can you do bants if everyone is saying the same thing at the same time? Well.
I was going to say okay again, but I'm glad okay. No, you go,
it's the
please.
Modern day.
Yeah.
Remember those kids?
2017.
Remember those kids from the 80s?
Yeah.
Remember they met the clown?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, bloody hell.
We hate this clown.
This clown's a bit full on.
Yeah.
You know? Not for us.
We don't like
him. Let's beat him up. And they did to death.
I loved it.
Yeah.
We did a Caravan of Garbage on where we mentioned that last week. Also, It Chapter 2 from 1990 is this Tuesday. So
yeah, right.
It's going to be on Patreon a bit early. But yeah, that one's not good either. But we'll talk about it. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, he's back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's taunting him.
But it's okay because James McAvoy is back.
Oh boy. We're back in sync.
Yep.
What did you think?
It was fine.
Yeah, I think I liked it a little bit more than you.
Yeah.
But there are elements of it I did not like as much as the first one. Mm. I mean, the same with the Tully movie. I think you do lose something when you jump to the adult cast. There is that sense of, like, wonder and excitement that you kind of can have with kids that is lost as adults.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily think that should be leveled as a criticism because that is also what happens to people as they grow older.
Well, that's true. And yeah. I also feel like you're right in the sense that, like, when they're kids, you know, and when you watch the adventures of these kids and they have this, you know, this terrifying secret or what have you, you can kind of get that they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off and they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But when you bring it into the world,
I don't know what to do.
Exactly. Oh. And when they're adults, there is an element of like, well, why didn't you just buy a gun?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
You know what this is. You go in with a metal stick.
Yeah, right.
It's not enough.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what you're going up
exactly.
against. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
Uh-huh. This movie opens with like a homophobic hate crime.
It's from the book. It's based on a real hate crime in a small town from like a couple years before the book.
Is this movie way more of a metaphor than the previous movie?
In terms of
what Pennywise is?
Because he's like, I'm hate crimes and racism and
I feel like this entire
movie... I'm telling you're fat or
right.
whatever.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I think this entire movie is just this metaphor for what happens when you leave your childhood behind in your awful small town.
Yeah.
And then you come back and reverting to...
You have to beat up your childhood bully, a terrifying clown. Yeah.
That's right. Exactly. Mm. Yeah. Does that make any sense?
No, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you relish seeing your childhood bully now? Because they'd probably look terrible comparatively to you.
Probably because I murdered him at the time. So he'd be looking real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not worse than you. Gotcha.
Oh, come on. No, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. You're next.
So what did you think of the adult cast, though? Because I think they were all very well cast.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
it's definitely a solid cast, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think the only one I was kind of a bit unsure of was the guy who plays adult Ben. And the only reason I say that is because...
He was too handsome.
He was too handsome.
He was upsettingly handsome and you were upset by it. You were upset and jealous by
him.
Yeah,
abs and all.
Yeah.
No, but the only reason is because I haven't really seen him since... I know he's been in other stuff, but since... He's Australian. He was in Neighbours like 15, 20 years ago. And I didn't hate him in that.
Okay.
I didn't really watch it, but I hadn't seen him. And I thought he was really good also. So people say that Bill Hader was a standout, which I agree. But I think that you can't really sell short the other performances.
No.
I quite liked adult.
We kind of had two comic relief characters.
Yeah, adult. Is it Stanley? Eddie. Eddie I thought was really funny. There's a moment where he in particular, like the funniest line for me, I know Bill Hader had a lot of funny one-liners. Mm-hmm. I feel like they should have like really rinsed Pennywise a little bit more.
Well, yeah, I think that we'll have to save that for spoilers, but yeah.
Yeah, but there's a moment where there's a confrontation with the old bully and he's just like, in 30 years, cut your fucking mullet. Like, there's that moment, which I quite liked. Mm. I think that was my favorite line from this. Mm. But I really liked the world weariness of Isaiah Mustafa.
Who's Mike,
who plays, who's also the Old Spice guy. Like, it's such a complete removal from...
Yeah.
Like, the confidence...
Do you think he still has the abs definitely, under that? Yeah, all right.
But the confidence that he has in that is not... Like, you don't...
No, I would never would have picked that.
You'd never pick that. Yeah, so I thought that was
right,
really
so it's
great.
So in it, you know, we have the... Everyone left the town of Derry except for Mike.
Yeah.
And upon leaving Derry... your memories, their memories of all the events that happened in it, chapter one, have disappeared essentially.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. I mean, depending on what you hold on to as well, it would seem as well. There's a kind of hints towards that. But yeah, and then when they get the call to return, like it starts flooding back and Bill Hader's like, oh no.
So does that mean that James McAvoy's character doesn't remember how his brother died in the first one?
I know, I think... In the telly movie, it's this, and I don't know whether it is in the book, but I think he...
Well, the telly movie's canon as well, so...
But he mostly forgets him, I think, from the book, where, like, his wife's like, I didn't even know you had a brother. And he's like, and he can't quite comprehend why he would not remember that.
Oh, yeah. Because of the spooky clown.
Because of the spooky clown. You made a really good point, which...
Thank you.
And I haven't said what it is yet, Mason, and I'm still out on the fence, so let's just say... Because you're going to have to make it again.
No, I'm going to do a little dance and I'm gonna dance around the table. And if you choose to retract how much of a good point I made, I won't regret it.
You're having too much of a good time.
That's right.
Yeah. But I don't think this is a spoiler, but a lot of the plot revolves around the regret that he feels for the fact that he allowed his brother to be murdered by a clown in the sewer who's also a space alien.
Yeah.
And you had a really good argument for that being something wouldn't feel guilty
you
for.
You absolutely would. I mean,
you'd feel bad, obviously.
You would feel bad, but it's not like his brother went out onto the street on a rainy day and he wasn't looking after him and the kid got hit by a car.
Yeah.
He was killed by, again, an alien killer clown who can take on any form and is seemingly invulnerable and lives in the sewers.
Yes.
And will bite your head off.
Yeah.
You can't predict that. It'd be like saying... I feel so guilty because my little brother went outside and he got hit by an asteroid.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Like, yeah. It's not.
Forgive yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there were moments when.
I think if that happened to me and the psychiatrist was like, it isn't your fault, I'd be like, I know it's not my fault.
I'm just telling you because I feel like this was worth bringing up. Well, because there's also things with like, hey, Ben, you're still a fat boy no matter how many crunches you do. I'd be like, yeah, but. But I'm not, am I?
No, exactly.
I'm like 6'3", I've got abs.
Yeah.
I'm not really...
And even if I hadn't done that, I'm an adult and those things aren't that important, really.
People don't really talk about it.
There wasn't enough time. I feel like Pennywise was like... Like if he wasn't such a fast, like...
Scuttly
character. There'd be enough time for them to give good arguments against all this sort of stuff.
Totally.
You know?
I think they should have... I would have enjoyed if they rinsed him more, because the way they defeat him, it's more of kind of like a chant and a bonding experience. I would have enjoyed it more if it's just like there was more back and forth. Like, I feel like Bill Hader's character is kind of ripe for that kind of like the
rebuttal. Was he? Yeah.
No, yeah, exactly. So I feel like it would have been, because I know, because I say, for example, if I was confronted by a killer clown with like a group of my friends, I feel like we could mock that clown to death.
Absolutely.
Like legitimately, because my friends are... like ruthless to each other.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I feel like if you turn that on somebody, the clown would explode. What I'm saying is also I feel like they should have figured out its weaknesses, because one of the things that Pennywise is, it can only be one place at one time. It can make illusions.
What are you basing this on?
Because
is this in the book?
It's in the movie, it's in the book, it's in everything. It's never explicitly spelt out, but the rules of this clown is, it's physically in one place. If something else is happening in another place, that's a fake thing.
Well, and I think you're right. And also that what I think is maybe more disappointing for me in this movie is that Pennywise has kind of run out of tricks at this point.
Yeah.
Like we've seen the face open up and he's got the deadlights and the spinning jaw, and we've seen him, you know, stretch out or create an illusion or transform into something else. Like we've seen those things.
Yeah. Because if he was like, now I'm a, you know, I've turned into a, like a big scuttly rat or a vampire or whatever, you'd be like, yeah, but I'm 38.
And I have this gun.
Yeah, and I
again,
don't, and I don't care if you're a vampire.
There should have at least been a scene in which the characters have a conversation. They go, oh, yeah, we're all convicted felons right now, so we can't. Things happen in 30 years, and so we all can't just purchase a gun.
Purchase guns, yeah.
And also, okay, so we'll probably save it for spoilers, but I feel like there's a running joke in this movie about how James McAvoy's character, who is now a best-selling writer in the vein of a Stephen King, cannot write a good ending. People like his work, but they can't. He can't produce a good ending. I feel like this movie, and maybe even...
This has changed massively from the book.
Right. The ending. Still don't think it's a good ending.
I don't think it ties together as well, but the book is absolute lunacy, the ending. I've got a video on it.
All right.
It'll be out by now. But so, yeah, I see what you're saying, but I think there's things... There's, like, dimensional travel and things like that which happen in the book and not in the telly movie. As we mentioned, they just tip him over and stab him.
Yes, that's true, they do.
That you can't do in this and also don't really make that much sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying, give the script another pass.
Yeah, but I think also because at the end of the book and also the telly movie, I think you can't just go and it's a faceless spider.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's not very interesting. But I think they have a good workaround for that where the personality of Pennywise is still retained to the end.
Okay, so what do we like about this movie?
I like the cast. I like the Pennywise performance. I like the special effects for the most part. There's some wonky de-aging of children in this.
I mostly was not bothered by it.
Yeah, I was a little bit.
And Finn Wolfhard's like a cool guy now. He's like a cool teen. He's like a cool teen. So they had to de-age him into the...
Shrink him down into his little shorts or whatever. Uh-huh,
yeah.
There are some scary moments. There's a moment with a little girl under some bleachers, which is quite spooky.
Yep.
The House of Mirrors is quite good. There's things like that which are quite good. But yeah, what did you like about it?
Yeah, look, I think, again, the performances are strong, but I don't know. I feel like what I didn't like is that it's 3 hours long.
Yes.
Part of that is that because there's so many main characters, it's this ensemble, we need to see their reactions to being called up to Derry.
Yes.
And we need a flashback to their life back when they were in Derry. And then we later, you know, they all have to split up and go on a mission individually. So we have to see all the missions separately.
I think that was to work in footage of the existing cast. Because I think they were like, well, people like these characters and it'd be good to see them back. But I agree with you. I think maybe it should have been, you see their separate lives, they come together and they stay together for the most part. Because they're mostly just going off doing similar-ish things.
Yeah.
They've got their own mission, which is essentially the same mission. Mm-hmm. But then you lose something when they're not together.
I
think maybe if they should have paired up or 3 and 4 or whatever, I don't know. But I think that would have been, because I like the way they play off each other. They're good when they're in the room. There's a moment in the restaurant scene where they're like reminiscing and it's quite fun and funny and they seem like...
It reminds me of the times that I've reminisced.
In a restaurant. That's fun, you know? Yeah, and that's all good. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I think you're right though. I think you do lose something by splitting them up and it does drag from that.
Yeah. Did it feel like 3 hours to you?
No, I think I didn't feel the length. So yeah, I say that, but I didn't lose interest.
I feel like second viewing, you would definitely feel.
Probably. Yeah. They should make it into a telly movie. Uh-huh. Stretch it out even more, Mason.
Oh my goodness.
Extra footage. Yeah. Should we do some spoilers?
Let's do some spoilers. What do you think? Best movie ever?
Definitely best movie ever for me. Yeah. I don't know if I'm as keen to revisit it as I was the first one when I saw it, but maybe. Yeah. Look, as soon as I see it pop up on Netflix, I'll probably give it another watch. Yeah.
I don't think I would. Okay. I'm gonna give it worst movie ever.
Wow, really? Okay.
It just was not compelling. It didn't add anything to this universe, I feel, that we didn't get before.
Yes. Well, here's something. Spoilers. Yes.
Ooh.
It did add the introduction of Stephen King as a guy criticizing the work of Stephen King.
That's true, it did.
What do you think of that, Mason?
Yeah, see, I feel like ultimately there was a lot of lantern hanging of like, well,
we're changing the ending.
The endings aren't ending. Expecting a good ending is often too much of a writer. So don't invest too hard in a good ending. And then we didn't. I don't think we got a good ending.
Mm. What didn't you like about the ending? You can do spoilers here.
Yeah. Well, what I didn't like about the ending is that to defeat Pennywise the clown, they decided to belittle him.
Yeah.
Which made him little.
Yes.
How's that going to work?
It does
work, but I feel it shouldn't work because Pennywise's ability is that he is a outer space shape-changing clown that can bite your head off.
And stab you with a big leg.
Exactly, and he can turn into a spider.
Yeah.
And when he makes people afraid, he can, like, that is, it makes them more delicious to him.
Yes.
That it doesn't then follow that them not being scared of him makes him smaller.
Yes. He can still be mean.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, not even that. Sorry, he can,
like, if you ever
he
tried
can still
to,
kill.
Exactly. Like, yeah. have you ever made a steak?
Yes.
And you season it and it's delicious.
Yes.
But then you forget to season the steak
and
you shrink into a little ball and the steak falls on you and you die. You know?
Have I ever had experience that?
You've experienced that.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, do you know anyone who's experienced that?
A couple of people, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm saying it doesn't make sense in a movie.
The thing that you just said then.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
That didn't make sense at all. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I think there maybe should have been some more, because they have a plan going in to defeat it. Like, they're going to trap in a little box or whatever. Yeah.
Isn't that what happens in the
similar-ish. There is a ritual they have to perform, and yeah. I can't really remember.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more similar to that. And Mike's not there, which I think is good they brought him into this, because he does all the groundwork.
Yes.
Yeah.
30 years worth.
30 years worth. So it's better that he's here in this one. But, yeah, they take all that where you just kind of chanted him that, he's a clown, and then he shrinks into a little baby, and then you pull his heart out.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah. They should have beat him up more.
They should have beat him up more.
Old school fisticuffs.
Yeah. Hit him with a Jeep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you like the reference to the thing when he had screw spider legs out of a head?
Yeah, that was fun.
They also fixed that moment in the, which was in the telly movie, where the head in the fridge that appears is the old version of.
Yeah, the adult version.
The adult version.
Who they have never met.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. We talk about it.
Uh-huh.
How did you think they handled the suicide when they were like, actually, it was a plan to unite you? Because in the, or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Because in the book and in the telly movie, he's just so terrified that he can't comprehend it. So he slits his wrists.
Yeah, I thought it was a very odd turn on that.
To be like, actually, I'm doing this to.
Because actually, maybe he could have done that while he was alive.
Yeah.
Or he could have faked his own death.
Yep.
Or
showed up.
Showed up.
Because that would have been good too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unity.
Yeah.
Strength in numbers.
Would have been nice.
Yeah.
Would have been nice. Thanks, Stanley.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit odd.
If that is in fact your name.
Yes. Yeah. Also, they make Bill Hader's character gay, which is kind of a thing where I also kind of find it hard to believe. And look, this is not a scenario that I would know anything about. His friends would even care that he's gay. Whereas, like, I can understand why, like, he's got this career and he's worried what would happen if he comes out.
Yeah, right.
But I can't imagine his friends would be like.
I think if you're going to come out in any scenario, it's probably if that would give you some element of power over a clown from outer space that's going to kill you.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Because if he's like, I know your secret. And then I'd be like, oh, shit, I'm going to tell everybody.
Yeah, right.
Because then you won't have my secret anymore.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah. So that, yeah, I know, I just thought that was.
I liked that he was in
love with the Finn Wolfhard, not the other guy who died or whatever.
Yeah.
I liked that. I thought that was that's an added element. And I thought that's the reason he makes fun of him and that, because he likes him or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought that was nice, yeah. I've just written here, remember things, and I don't know what that means. Oh, at the end, they remember things. They're
sure.
Like, we remember everything. In the other versions, they don't. They're like, our memory's fading.
Oh, I see. Right,
remember
right.
The bit where they cut in? Remember the bit, Mason? Remember this bit?
Yeah,
that classic
bit.
Segment?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where they cut into the hand with the glass, and it really digs under the skin when they do it. I'm like, good work on that one.
That's right.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember the bit when Beverly had the ghostwriter head and is chasing Ben through the school?
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember the bit when original Ben is in the boardroom, the one from the telly movie, is a grown-up man? And he's like, we've got Ben Hanscom on the line. And he's like, I'm on the line. I'm Ben Hanscom.
Oh, I didn't remember that bit at all.
Remember it, Mason.
Yeah, I will remember it. Thank you.
Yeah. What else are we talking about here? Did you like Stephen King's performance? Because I did.
Yeah, I think so. Mm. He's got a certain charm about him.
He really does, yeah. Mm. I mean, he doesn't have that ponytail anymore.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe he could be the new Stan Lee in all the Marvel movies.
I would love that.
Well, maybe that's his plan. He's like, well, I'll be a lovable recurring character in all the Stephen King adaptations.
He could and he should. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. We've got some other Stanley properties coming up. Not Stanley. We've got plenty of Stanley properties coming up.
Oh, you better believe it.
Plenty of more Stephen King stuff down the line. Did you find with the death of one of the characters?
In spoilers. It's fine.
We're in spoilers. No, I'm trying to remember the name. That's why I said that.
Eddie.
Mm-hmm. What did you feel about that? Like, you like that guy and it's sad?
Well, I mean, I did like that guy and it was sad, but also. Something that I feel maybe this movie felt way more schmaltzy than the first one, and maybe it's just because I don't remember that much of the first one.
Okay,
but also it felt like it fell because it had like it had like this schmaltzy music behind it, like this, you know, kind of. But it also had this the characters in this were felt way more inclined to just fall into the tropes of a horror movie.
Okay,
and I felt that guy was like, don't rejoice that you've killed this. this monster.
Yeah.
And then turn away from it.
No.
Because you're going to die.
You're definitely going to die, yeah. Mm. No, that's a fair point, actually. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Give us a more clever way. For him, if you're going to kill a character to raise the stakes,
yeah,
do it in a way that isn't, it would only be performed by someone who's never seen a horror movie before.
Yeah, fair point. Mm. Okay. How about this, Mason? Here's a bit that I liked. We're talking about bits we liked. I liked the bit, well, I didn't like it. I was shocked that kid that Bill, James McAvoy's backo boy, was trying to save and the clown got him.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That surprised me. I thought he was going to break through that glass and he was going to rescue the kid. If anything, you should feel guilty about that. Because, he knows about the superpowered clown from outer space.
I guess that's true. At this point, he does, yeah.
So that's the one where I'd be like, yeah, I dropped the ball on that one. I got that kid murdered. Well, he didn't get him murdered. He
didn't prevent the murder,
is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what else could he have done, though?
Kicked that glass in. Got there earlier.
He couldn't have kicked the glass in.
He should have read that.
It took Pennywise like 50 headbutts to get that glass open. You know what I mean?
And he's a space clown.
Space clown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe he should have read that skateboard message earlier.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's all I'm saying.
Somebody should have texted him with a skateboard message. Send him a picture message. Put it on TikTok.
I kind of also liked that Mike had gone mad from living in the town and doing research to the point where he was like, we're going to try this thing. And he knew that it wasn't going to work and they probably would die.
Yeah, right.
He lured them to their death anyway.
That is pretty fun.
And I like that flashback sequence. It reminded me like a Deathly Hallows kind of flashback with the like that kooky animation style. And
oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And you a glimpse into the past because in the book they do a smoking ceremony where they go into a tent and they hallucinate and kind of time travel back to when the primordial era when it crash lands.
Uh-huh.
And so there's like a hint of that, which I really wanted to see.
Yeah, movie. We never really got any cosmic turtle situation.
No, you know? There's a statue of it in the school, but of a turtle.
Of a turtle. Well,
but I think this isn't, they're not doing that.
Do you think they're going to do an It Chapter 3?
Yes.
Do you?
Well, we've got a video on some theories of mine, Mason, coming up this week, which I'll tell to you.
Oh, have we already recorded that?
No, we haven't.
We'll be recording it later.
We'll be recording it later.
My memory is not good.
I've gone
to Derry. Perhaps I've been in Derry my whole life for the entire time we've been recording this podcast.
Yeah, but I think this is a very successful horror franchise. Maybe
a very successful horror franchise.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
It's not giving anyone the rent around in terms of quality.
Yeah.
It's giving other franchises a rent for their money, I should have said.
Absolutely.
But it's giving
some franchises a reach a rent.
So I think I think they're definitely planning something.
Okay.
But again, this is in the video.
But where would they go for that? I mean if he just shows up in Derry again.
No, I think there's things you can do. Which I'll...
Oh, okay, we're going to do that
again.
The video.
I'll save it,
Mason. We'll save it for the... Okay, all right. I'm excited to hear your theories.
I'm excited for me to give you my theories and you go, oh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Just like that. Actually, I don't need you anymore. That's the other clip I did.
Yeah, just put it in. Exactly. If you could program it on one of those buttons, yeah. I could take a few weeks off.
Absolutely. Anything else before I do some reviews or do you want to wait till I do the reviews?
And then we'll comment on the reviews.
This is Nick Flanders Farmer says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Just saw It Chapter 2. I liked the first one, but this one disappointed. Horror movies shouldn't be this long. I was desensitized by the third act. Pacing was too slow. Most jokes didn't land. Dialogue was super expository. Meh out of 10. Alex says, it is just the thing, but it doesn't bother to make sense. So it is just the thing, but it doesn't bother to make sense. Yeah, Guy Incognito says, I can't believe it's not better. Nah, I loved it too. Sheriff Hopper's letter was better than Stan's. What was that again?
From Stranger Things.
Oh, that was a really good letter.
It was a good letter.
That was great, actually, yeah. Eddie brings up a good point. Why didn't Bowers change his mullet for 27 years? I mean, he was insane.
He was absolutely insane.
But that was my favorite joke.
But also, mullets are back in, so.
Not that one.
That one is absolutely not.
I think you get to a certain age as well. Like, the mullet is a young man's game.
That's true, yeah.
Because if you're, say, like our age or older, you just look like you're trying to recapture something.
You say that, but also I think our friend Matt Stewart has a good-looking mullet right now.
That's a really good point, actually. But also, it's not all mullet, is it?
No, that's
true. There's other things going on
there. Yeah, exactly, yeah. You need a certain personality type.
Yep.
And you need
to be Matt
attitude.
Stewart.
Yeah, you need to be Matt Stewart, yeah.
Okay, is that everything?
I think it is.
Anyway, that's it. I'd say see it if you like the first one. You might not like it as much as the first one, probably, but it's better than most movies, I would say.
Put that on the poster.
Yeah. You know what it's time for, Mason?
Oh, is it time for our famous segment, What We Reading? What are we going to read?
It is, actually.
Oh, you're going to put the theme tune in?
I'm doing a theme. What are we reading today, Mason?
Well, I, as mentioned, I'm probably going to get into Free Fire.
Yes.
And High Rise.
Very good.
Metaphors.
It's the 1%. It's
but they're
train
in High
movie,
Rise, okay.
It's up.
Yeah, nice.
Vertical.
Pretty good.
They should have
called it, what I've been watching
it Vertical Snowpiercer. Oh, like Vertical Limit.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk's Vertical Snowpiercer. That's what we could call it.
Well, if you're thinking of them, did you read any comics?
I don't think I did.
Mm. You're listening to new great podcasts like Suggestible, where my wife Claire and I suggest things to people that we've watched or read or listened.
No, and I shan't.
It's linked below.
Actually, you know what I have been listening to?
Mm.
A few friends of the show, Adam Knox, Peter Jones, and Luca Muller have a podcast. It's been out for quite a while. It's called Ooh Spooky.
Oh, I've never heard that. I've seen it pop up.
You should listen to Ooh Spooky.
Okay,
they've found. I think this might be exclusive to Australians, but there's in a lot of homes there was this book of like 1001 spooky situations,
like real phenomenon, these
true occult supernatural phenomenon books, and it's just like a paragraph each of like incredible oh my god,
how many of them are like a haunted painting, and
so many
if
haunted
there's a
paintings.
Fire in the painting, your house burns down,
yeah, absolutely, like, all of those
the painting changed,
yeah, exactly,
a man murdering you, and then
or
you
like
murdered.
A or like a magical bowl of nuts and you eat the nuts and they never ran out of nuts, you know, it's all that, but anyway, it's every
no
week
no one's refilling the nuts,
probably ghosts are, I would imagine,
or it's like you know what that is, somebody who doesn't appreciate their wife. So their wife is refilling
the
bowl
exactly.
Just be like, I don't know, like the toilet paper just gets refilled.
I just put my washing on the washing pile and then later it's on the bed, it's clean, I don't understand.
Or somebody.
You should put your stuff here on the pile and it'll get done.
It could be a wife who doesn't appreciate her great domesticated husband also, I should point out, Mason. But if it's an old book, it's not that.
No, absolutely. Or partners of whatever gender and orientation.
Exactly. But again, if it's from this era, it's probably not that.
Absolutely. Anyway, every week they go through a bunch of just, you know, the paragraphs and they have a bit of a chat about them.
Great.
It's good fun.
Cool.
Listen to that, I reckon.
They're good dudes.
And what I'm probably also going to watch the Two in the Think Tank stream.
Oh, yeah. I was in and out of it all day. Mm-hmm. And I saw a lot of yours. I saw a lot of Jess Birkins.
Yeah, cool.
Saw a bit of Beck. As well.
They portrayed us,
He's
great.
Also very funny. And saw a bit of me, Mason.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Did you watch any of mine? Did you watch every second
of
the
show? Yeah,
I
watched you bloody tried to one-up me by bringing in some bananas after I ate the last banana.
I wasn't trying to one-up you. I was
you
bringing
did.
That
you
in.
You succeeded.
I did, okay, yeah. When you put in negative effort, Mason, it's easy to one-up you. I could have
That's
just
true.
Come in and not done anything.
That's true. And you wouldn't have eaten their food, their precious food.
I was already planning on bringing that in anyway, regardless. Right. Anyway, you're a busy man. You can't be expected to be bringing people bananas during the day.
That's
what are
so
you,
true.
Santa Claus, but for bananas?
It's very true.
Anyway, what am I reading, you're asking?
Yep.
Suggestible Pod is a great place
to You're not reading that. You were on it.
But
you didn't even edit that one, so you didn't even listen to it.
That's true. Collings does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doomsday Clock 11 came out.
Oh, one to go? Is there 12?
What is it?
I don't know. I'm not up to date anymore.
I have no idea what's going on.
This was going to be my Doomsday Clock was going to be the series where it's like, oh my god, this is going to change the DC universe forever. I'm going to read it every month. I'm going to be so excited for it to come out
Except
every month.
The first one came out in 2016.
Exactly, and then I just gave up at like 4 or 5 or something.
Yeah, I need to. Maybe it plays better. You know, as a whole, but my God, like it's just like, and now this has happened and it's this close to nuclear war and this is the bad guy. But I'm just like, I don't, who's anybody in this anymore? Like they've kind of dropped characters, which were bigger characters in the start. Like the DC characters are more kind of at the forefront. And
not interested.
Yeah,
I can read any DC comic for the DC
so
characters to be at the forefront.
That,
uh-huh.
And look, it probably plays better together as one, but this is not.
This
is not Watchmen.
I was going to say, this isn't the true successor to Watchmen.
No.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, because hopefully the TV show is the true successor to Watchmen.
Do you feel it could be redeemed by the final issue somehow?
Yeah, look, maybe. I think it also could be redeemed by you read it together.
Yeah,
and,
right.
But I feel like it's very meandering and it's taken a long time for these reveals to happen.
Mm.
And a lot of the reveals I don't remember.
Yes, exactly,
Or like I do remember, but I'm like, yeah, but I kind of figured as much, or this is too late for me to care that you've revealed this thing. And
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't. Yeah, look, I don't.
So I guess you would recommend people not, if you haven't started reading Doomsday Clock, wait until it's all out and then give it a crack and see how you feel.
So it started in, let me just check, The Annihilated Place, was issue one. Sorry, I don't have a publishing date on this. It says 2017, actually.
Ooh.
November 2017. So it'll be 2 years when it wraps up in total.
There incredible.
Yeah.
Is the final issue on track to be released? Like on schedule, is it done, I wonder?
TBA 2019.
Incredible. So 2020.
Apparently it's going to be this year. I think it might even coincide with the series or a little bit after.
Oh.
So there you go.
Okay.
Anyway, we might do some Watchmen stuff for Caravan of Garbage, won't
we? Cool. Yeah, maybe we will.
Maybe we will. Next segment, Mason?
Yes, the letter segment.
I'm ready.
Nice.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
I'm going to hear right now, we're going to do letters.
What a time to be alive. What a time to read letters.
Absolutely.
/ emails, if you do send an email, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com, over to Nicholas Penis Mason.
It's not my name.
Myself. # Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter. Would you like to go first, Mr.
Absolutely.
Penis? Okay.
I've got a couple of letters. This one's from Gabe Herman. Okay, hey guys, Gabe. Big fan. That's nice. Absolutely love the podcast and the channel.
Which channel? ABC?
Yeah, the ABC.
Cool.
Oh, my God.
US
government broadcasting.
Australian.
Oh, Australian. I reckon Australian.
I mean, they kept cutting the blooding funding, then maybe that's not going to... be a bloody ABC, mate. So I keep going.
He says, I remember in one of last year's letter segments, you guys read out a letter from someone who was about to undergo a procedure. They said they were going to listen to the podcast starting from episode one. I thought that was an awesome idea, so I embarked on the same journey. I finished going through all the podcast feed the very day that the 300th episode was released.
Oh, wow.
Once I finished the feed, I bought your Dawn of the Best of the Weekly Planet USB tape, and I plan on going through that. Thanks for everything. Keep up the great work. We still have those for sale.
There's a bonus episode.
But that's
on there,
I'm always... That's from Gabe from South Dakota.
Thanks, Gabe.
I'm always intrigued when people start from the start.
Have you ever done that on podcasts? I normally jump around topics.
Yeah,
that's how I
right.
normally do it. Unless it's serialized, obviously.
Yes.
Like a Tony the Tiger murder mystery.
Uh-huh.
True crime.
I think sometimes I'll listen to somebody be like, hey, you should check out this podcast, and I'll listen to a sort of a fairly recent one,
yes.
the topic that I like, and then I'm like, this is really good, I'm going to go back to episode one,
yeah.
and then I'm like, this is unlistenable.
Yeah.
So I'm amazed that people go through from...
And because those early ones are very unlistenable.
Oh my goodness.
And if you love news from 2013,
yeah.
you'll love it.
You know what people I think love the most is us making... bold claims about what things are going to be great.
Yes.
And then it blows up in our face.
Notice we've stopped doing that.
No. Well, should we bring it back?
Like, because like the Joker's coming out or whatever, and we're like, everyone says it's great, but let's just...
But things will be... things maybe, who knows, time will tell, won't they,
yeah,
hey?
Exactly.
I'm going to say it's average. I'm putting my foot down.
I think it's going to be better than average.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I think. Look, we've made some bold claims.
Why did you do this?
No, I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing back the bold claims that people will mock us for years to come.
What do you say though about people who come back at you if you say come out of it and say it's average, even though maybe other people like it, and then they're like, well, you brought that into it. But I would say,
yeah.
that regardless of you saying this on the show, allow me to counter this argument that I've made.
Okay, good.
That you still go in with a...
Your life is just a series of arguments in your own head.
Pretty
and people
much,
have
yeah.
never said anything.
You go in, even if I don't say it on the show, I always go in with an expectation for movies.
Yeah, right.
Good, bad, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I think whether or not you announce that on this show,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether or not you're influenced by what you thought of going in, maybe it wouldn't make a difference is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I like to think that I keep an open mind. Like I think it's going to go a certain way just based on the trailers, but it's as soon as the movie starts, I'm like, I clear my head, I think of nothing but the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
Yes.
And I let it enter the old brain holes.
I think maybe...
That's what I call my eyes.
I think an element of this, which I think you definitely won't like, not definitely,
ooh.
is the lack of this comic book Joker
uh-huh.
that exists apropos of none of the things that make him... necessarily the or a lot of the elements missing.
Yeah, right.
I think maybe that you might be like, well, why does this guy even exist kind of thing without the comic book elements.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Would you say that maybe a thing that I said?
I think you're wrong. I made another bold claim. No, if it's again,
haven't
if it's
you a, said that on this show?
I don't know. But if it's a good movie, I'm way more willing to overlook any, you know, I've got an open mind about stuff that isn't comic book movies. I'm very happy. If it's just a good movie and it, you know, the performances are good and it gives us something new.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. But I think it's going to be average.
I've heard from somebody about a big tentpole movie that's coming out this year who's seen it. It's screened to very few. I can't say what it is. That it's people are going to be like, this sucks. But it's going to be coming out this year.
Really?
Yeah. It's not like a Star Wars or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But yeah.
Tell me about it after the show.
I definitely will. Yeah. But I can't say because.
And then I'll kind of tweet it.
There might be like a handful of people who have seen it. I don't know. Right. I don't know how many people have seen
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Might be one guy.
Yeah. So then I get that person in trouble. But anyway, I also have a tweet here, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. This is from Beautiful Nightmare. Who has contributed more to risking bursting the comic book movie bubble, Warner Brothers or Fox?
Oh, interesting. Okay, so we're currently in a comic book movie bubble.
Yeah,
we're on the edge of that bubble. Things are going great.
They never burst.
All booms will never bust is the rule, I believe.
I love it.
But who has poked more holes in the bubble?
I would say
yes.
Fox have a lot of bad X-Men movies.
Yes.
But they've also got a lot of good X-Men movies. Same with DC, not for X-Men movies, for their properties, obviously. But more people...
In many ways, you might say that Warner Brothers make the worst X-Men movies of all time because they've never made a single one.
But is that better, though?
Because did you know, all evens out. I mean, out. Batman v Superman was going to be X-Men 4. They really mucked it up.
Didn't get any of the cast back.
Didn't get any of the cast back, none of the characters.
Doesn't even make any sense.
Exactly. I mean, they shaved Jesse Eisenberg's head at the end. So, but again, they attempted a Professor X.
They didn't even get the name right.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. But then I think big budget movies that a lot of people see and hate, like, say, Batman v Superman, mm-hmm. is more damaging than
an X-Men movie nobody saw.
Nobody sees.
Yeah, nobody saw Dark Phoenix, so it doesn't really matter.
But I guess you could say the same for Justice League. Like, Justice League has... But I think also people are more excited for the X-Men characters still because they've gone back to Marvel and people remember Logan.
Oh,
whatever,
yeah, right. Okay,
than,
sure.
You know, nobody wants to see necessarily, not that nobody wants, the studio doesn't think they want to see a Justice League movie or a Superman. I want to see a Superman movie or like a Ben Affleck Batman movie. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
So like more people see them, so more people go, oh, are these bad?
Yeah, I don't know, because I also don't know like, what's the breakdown of people who are just like, let's go to the movies tonight. Let's go to the movies and see what's on.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, X-Men, we like the X-Men, let's try it. And then it's terrible.
Yeah.
And then they swear off these movies forever.
Yeah.
But I guess box office has proven there's no longer really a market for Fox X-Men movies. So
no. Nobody's
going out of their way to see them. So
or that one at yeah, least, yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Because again, you go one movie back and everyone sees Logan or Deadpool too or
yeah,
whatever.
That's true.
So
yeah.
I think it's probably DC. They seem like really big swings.
They do, don't they?
And yeah. But then again, you know, Aquaman, a lot of people saw it, but people don't talk about Aquaman. They're like, I watch it on Have you looked at Aquaman?
Well, actually, it's just come on Netflix in Australia. Yes. I'm probably going to watch it this week.
Are you though?
Yeah, to see if it holds up at any level. Yeah. I like Jason Momoa.
See, I'd watch Man of Steel again. I'd watch Wonder Woman again. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd watch any of the others.
Because that's the thing. Because I think with Aquaman, I remember being like, well, this is kind of a national treasure, kind of fun joyride. Yep. I wonder if knowing all the plot beats going in again, would I be like, oh, I like the fun character moments and the jokes or whatever.
Sure.
Or I'd be like, this is so dull.
Yeah, right.
So I think I'm going to watch it this week just as an experiment.
To see whether it's so dull?
Yes.
Interesting. Mm. There you go.
But yeah, I think it might be DC. Again, because there's such... Everyone is a huge event.
Yeah.
Like the X-Men movies now aren't really an event anymore.
But again, you go back one
Logan movie and Deadpool. Yeah. But like, I mean like the mainline X-Men movies. Nobody cares about those anymore.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that needs a recast.
I think people might even feel like... Wolverine movies are a different animal entirely than X-Men.
Oh, absolutely.
At this point, you know?
I think also,
or Deadpool. Nobody thinks Deadpool's a mutant-based
exactly.
movie anymore.
And I think it's also because that harkens back to when they built the X-Men movies around Wolverine.
Yeah.
So when you take him out of those movies, Hugh Jackman's not in the latest X-Men movie. I don't care about the young cast anymore,
correct,
I guess,
yeah.
necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What a world.
What a world. I have one more letter.
I'm ready for letters.
This is from Jacob Headley.
Hello, Jacob Headley.
This one says, podcast saved my life, podcast update. Remember a few weeks ago? People are listening to the podcast getting into horrible but hilarious accidents.
Because we put podcasts out on people.
We put curses on people.
Mm.
Jacob says, a few episodes ago, you received a letter from someone who nearly died listening to you talk about someone nearly dying while listening to your show. It got recursive at a certain point. Hilarious. Nobody actually died, so it's okay.
We don't know that. What if somebody did die?
They're they couldn't email in, could they? That's true.
And nobody's friends. Normally it's like one person listens to it and they can't convince their friends to listen to this show. So it's just one person who's off, just blips out. And nobody knows what they were doing.
Oh, my God. This has gotten grim all of a sudden. Let's see if we can turn it around.
What do you got?
During that moment, you wondered if you would get another layer of listener injury so as to confirm the curse.
Yes.
I immediately got worried as you said that because I just so happened to be in a very dangerous situation at the time, close to the top of a 40-foot ladder climbing down from a roof to the ground by myself. As your words entered my ears,
Ladder's too long.
Yeah. Two smaller ladders. Two 20-foot ladders. Duct tape together.
Please.
Much safer. As your words entered my ears, I actually paused what I was doing to be extra careful. And what's crazy is that because of my pause, I actually noticed a wet, slippery rag that had fallen onto the next ladder step I was about to put my foot on. Dare I say, without you two saying what you did at that exact moment, I very likely could have fallen to my death, all in caps.
We saved lives.
We did.
I knew we were good
this
people.
This podcast has all been worth it. If a podcast only saves one life...
I think that is legitimately true.
Yeah.
I think he would have been fired regardless. I think he's probably very competent
at climbing
ladders.
Or he would have exploded.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could have been a flammable rag and he had some like flint on the sole of his shoe. But yeah,
exactly, that's
if
right.
This podcast saved one life, then yeah, that would absolutely be worth it.
Yeah.
We could shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's good. I'm glad he's alive.
Me too.
How far?
And so is his wife, who doesn't listen. But his sister-in-law does.
Yeah, also.
So shout out to Vanessa for
listening. Get your wife
onto
Suggestible. We saved your life, yeah, so you have to.
That's right. That's the rules. That's the rules of saving somebody's life via podcast, is you have to listen to all their spin-off podcasts.
Exactly.
No matter how bad they are.
What's your spin-off podcast going to be? It's hard to think of a podcast idea, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah. One of Claire's ideas was, every week we research a different like climate crisis thing and we talk about it. I'm like, get the fuck out of here with that. I would never do
like
that.
Like planet broadcasting.
That's what I said, Mason.
We'd be so bored by that.
We try and sneak it into the pop culture. We can't make it the main meal.
No, that's right.
What are you talking about?
Mm.
I said to Claire.
That's right. Like planet yawncasting.
Thank you.
That's right.
It's good. Rob Martin says, the Phantom Menace.
Oh, maybe I do some sort of get to sleep podcast called Planet Yawncasting.
Well, Alistair Trumbay Birchall does
Shusha, doesn't he? Yeah.
And his would be better than yours.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but do you think it wouldn't?
His would be better. Mine would just be like, go to sleep, for God's sake.
If you can hear this, you're awake.
And that's the wrong thing to be right now. You should be doing the right thing, which is being asleep.
You're getting more and more wired.
Yeah.
The more you're awake, you've got a big day tomorrow. You have to. If you don't have the right amount of sleep,
you probably have some big presentation to do at work.
Yeah.
This is. You're making a mistake, and you continue to make that mistake.
If I try shouting, does that? this is from Rob Martin. The Phantom Menace doesn't actually look that terrible in retrospect. I agree. I don't deny the script is dog shite. What have you revisited that isn't as bad as you remember? For me, recently, The Matrix 3.
Matrix sequels, okay.
Three in particular.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
I think for you, the Raimi movies maybe. Is that incorrect?
Certainly not three.
Yes.
But I think one and two definitely had a lot to like about them.
Yeah.
I mean, people love them, so that's
not... get enough to eat them up.
But I think, yeah, I think... What I think I learned from watching the Raimi movies, which we did Caravans of Garbages on... is that if you're happy to buy into that it's a comic book world that is not heavily grounded in reality, but it's just it's a four-color comic book world, then there's a lot to enjoy about them.
If you can look past a teenager being played by a sad man.
Yes.
You can do anything.
That's right.
Yeah, so I think those are probably two good reasons. I can't think of really anything else because mostly it's the opposite for me. I'm like, oh, I don't like this.
Sure.
I wonder if League of Extraordinary Gentlemen will get me.
Absolutely. Like, there's no way.
But I hate it though.
Yeah.
And I've only seen it once.
Oh, and you think it might be, you might be like, I don't hate it anymore.
Yeah.
It has a redeeming quality or I enjoy this on some level.
Exactly. That is what I'm saying to you.
Ooh.
I mean, we do a lot of Caravan of Garbages, obviously. I'm trying to think if there's anything else from that I was like, I actually like this in hindsight. Let me have a look at our list of episodes, Mason. Dragon Ball, no. Horrible. Ocean's 11, no. X-Men was about the same. X-Men 3. What about Blade? I probably like that less.
Oh, right, okay.
But I did see it.
Yeah, I think maybe the rewatch tarnished my memory of Blade a little bit. I think it's still high quality for its time.
Yes.
But I think it's one of those things where you go, oh my God, remember the scene with the thing and the thing, and then you watch it again and you go, oh, this is a bit more empty than I remember it being.
Absolutely. Mm. Here's a good one. Italian Job reboot, 2003.
Yeah, way better than we remember it being.
I remember that one.
I mean, we didn't see it at the time.
I did. You did.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it.
But amazing. I remember thinking, this is probably going to be bad.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was the best. It was the best movie of all time. That's the show.
Yes.
And you're ready to wrap us up.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, subscribing, telling your friends, not dying on a ladder so you can tell more people.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for giving us a nice review. Do you have a nice review there, James?
No, I do, Mason.
Oh.
This is from T.Low8. Says, first and best. 5 stars. It always helps. This is the first podcast I ever listened to. I've been a day one listener and will never, ever, ever stop. I add an extra ever there. unless I want to, and then I will. That's a good
philosophy to have.
Through, go through life.
Because what if we start doing stuff on the podcast you're not interested in listening to? Like if we pivot to all climate issue talking about.
Yes.
You know? Then like planet broadcasting.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, for podcasts as well, I lose interest when it's the same. And I think I do worry that this is like, people are going to be like, well, I know what they're going to say about this. And I know this is what their opinion on this is going to be. And I don't care what they think about the trailer because whatever. I think that... So we're going to mix it up.
Yeah.
Maybe we get different haircuts. Maybe we need to get a marching band.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
We've got to start filming it. But then I think, I do want to film, but I'm also like, I don't want to put my face on the internet for an hour and a half a week, every week.
You
want to
be turned into GIFs every week?
No,
wasn't
Mason.
Wasn't it exciting when you were turned into a GIF this week?
Yeah, that I don't,
from
that
two
I don't
in the
mind.
Think tank?
Yeah, I know. I like that. But that I don't mind. But I just, I don't know. I don't like having myself out there that much is what I'm saying.
Because you're a coward. I get
I'm a coward. Big coward. Yeah.
Well, how about a podcast where every week you face your fears?
Like, no. That's like, bad. You'd be
like,
I hate that.
No, but okay, hear me out. So it's like, you're like, I'm worried about putting my face out there on the internet, so we throw you into a croc tank. You know what I mean?
Would I die?
I mean, you're in a tank full of crocodiles, so almost certainly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if for content.
There we go, perfect.
We'd keep the show fresh, wouldn't it? What's the rest of the things you say?
You know what I also say is if you'd like to get into contact with us, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp. You can also contact me at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter or Nick Maso, NickMaseau on Instagram. You're Mr. Sunday Movies on all the social medias.
Always and everywhere.
If you'd like to go to planetbroadcasting.com, you can sign up to our newsletter from the great Rob Collings. He's just finishing editing it. Right now.
How does he do it?
With typing, I would imagine.
He's got many abilities.
Like a whatever program you put, insert a graphic.
Shout out to him as well for sticking around in the feed along with Evan Munro Smith.
Yes.
And posting when new people came on and updates and things like that as well. So
absolutely.
What a bloody legend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see. If you would like to support the show. You can
do
go
it.
To patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. If you'd like to chuck in a buck. We'd very much appreciate it.
We would.
You can also go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description and click through there.
Yes.
And buy some things. Why not? For no reason at all.
You can.
Yep.
And that's all you need to know.
We're legally bound from saying what that does for us, apparently. So it's verboten.
Yeah, it is. It's very much so.
Very much so, but we shan't say. Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. We have t-shirts on tpublic.com.
The other thing is, because we're coming up into a season, like we're out of the summer movie fever.
Oh, yes.
I mean, we've got your Rambos, we've got your Jokers, and we've got some bits and pieces coming down the pipeline. But
yes.
If people have got a hot topic that they want us to touch
send
on.
Us some topics, we'd really appreciate
we'd
that.
Yeah.
weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com or tweet at us. If you've got a topic you would love us to talk about, if you want to see another superhero showdown, or if you would like us to just talk about your favorite movie series or your favorite movie, your favorite genre.
Yeah.
Best whatevers.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Best
rom-coms.
I know what you're saying.
Best rom-coms.
I love roms and coms.
Me too.
All right. Is that the show?
Maybe. Hang on. Have I forgotten anything? We can add it afterwards.
Definitely.
If I've forgotten anything. And I haven't. I definitely haven't.
No, you never do.
Never do.
All right, guys. Catch you later.
Grab that jam, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.